Welcome to Life Quest, a program that directs you to subjects and books that will make a difference in your life. A program that will make you think and strengthen your journey of faith in the 21st century. My name is Dwight Lainhoff. Today on Life Quest, we're talking with Dr. Kevin Lehman again. He's a psychologist and author of a ton of books. And today we're going to talk with him about his most recent book, Have a Happy Family by Friday. Dr. Lehman, welcome to Life Quest.
It's nice to be with you again, Dwight. You know, I'll give you some insight into how publishing works.
Okay.
I had a conversation with a publisher that went like this. I said, you know, I think we ought to call this book Have a Happier Family by Friday.
Uh-huh.
And they are a bunch of firstborn and onlyborn children, and you can't tell them a thing. And they said, no, that won't work. I said, well, yeah, but I think it's a better title. No, it won't work. So me being the baby of family, I didn't give up, and I tried a third time, and they said, hey, Lehman, listen to me. Take a look around. How many happy families do you see?
Yeah.
And I said, well, quite frankly, very few. I said, that's why you need to call this book Have a Happy Family by Friday. So the book, I think, will be well-received by people. The publisher somehow can tell you that a book is going to be big. How they can tell it's going to be big before it's even published, beyond me. But they know those things. But it was a fun book to do. I enjoyed doing it.
In many families, I mean, words are every day, every moment. And right away, you're saying, choose your words, change your family. What you say and how you say it has everything to do with how your loved one responds.
Yeah, and I think, you know, for a guy that graduated fourth and bottom of his class in high school, I think that's one of the more profound thoughts I had ever come up with, and that is that the simple words that you choose to use make a huge difference in how things are going to go down in your home. And I cite the fact that a kid, 14 years old, comes home and he announces at the dinner table that he's now half owner in a motorcycle, and he had scraped together $200 of savings through hard work on his part, and he gave it to his friend's older brother, so he could have half interest in a motorcycle.
Yeah.
Well, you're a dad. You can imagine what that dad said.
Yes.
He said, "What? What did you do?
Yeah.
You're 14 years of age. You don't even have a driver's permit. What is wrong with you? That's the stupidest thing. You got suckered, man. How can you be so dumb? I'll tell you, if a bird had your brain, he'd fly sideways. What is wrong with you?"
Yeah.
Well, you can imagine what happened then. The kid leaves the table, goes to his bedroom, slams and locks the door, doesn't talk with his dad for days. The dad talks to me. I said, you know what? You're the adult. If something's going to change here, you're going to have to take the first step. So he went and he apologized to his son. He said, you know, Dad, you know, son, I acted like an idiot. Talk to me. I want to know more about this motorcycle. And believe it or not, Dwight, that was the genesis of a whole new chapter in this man's life with his son. He ended up taking him up to Menominee Falls, Wisconsin,
mm-hmm.
to where they make these motorcycles, I guess, and arranged for a tour for him. And they got a chance to bond in the car. And Dad just listened. And so the words you choose to use with your kids, hey, I'm open to that. Tell me more about that. Or you hear their outrageous music. Again, you're the adult. You think you could say, honey, who's singing that? Now, trust me, you will never recognize the name of that group. But you might just shock your kid if you said, hey, do you have a CD of that? Hey, put it in the car. I want to hear it. And when it starts blaring away, turn to your son or daughter and say, hey, turn it up. And I'm just telling you, it's that approach that is conducive to forming relationships and tearing down barriers. Because the kids, quite frankly, Dwight, they play us like a violin. They throw us a fish like a trained seal, and they give us grunt answers and whatever, and literally blow us off.
You point out, and boy, do I know this, as adults, first of all, my tendency is to react immediately. I have a response for everything. But we ask our kids dumb questions, don't we?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and just asking questions when you think about it. Now, you're a man. There's not a man on this earth that appreciates questions from their wife. We hate the word why. It puts us on the defensive immediately. And, of course, what are women great at? Women are the great questioners of all time. And they love asking questions because they're the relational geniuses of our time. So kids and spouses have a lot in common in that we really don't like questioning. And so when your kid says something that you're interested in, simply a response like, hey, I'm all ears. Give me more. And invite the kid into your life. And don't be quick to judge. Don't be the critical parent. If you do, again, the kid will just, he'll shut you out of your life, and before you know it, you'll have a non-relationship.
I've discovered I needed to be patient to wait for them to tell me about their day. I want to know as soon as I pick her up from school. But she may not be willing to talk till 9 o'clock that night.
Well, yeah, we had one daughter, our firstborn. I mean, I learned what you're learning, and that is you have to be patient. And when they want to talk, I mean, I remember saying to our oldest daughter, honey, listen, this is great, but I really need to go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's a wordsmith, just like her mom. And, I mean, we're talking 40 minutes, you know, and I'm doing all the listening.
Yeah.
And not very much talking. But it's true. So my specific advice to parents, when you pick up your kid from school, if you're the driver, don't ask them how their day was. And a parent says, what am I supposed to say? I said, say nothing. Smile at them. I mean, your kid might say something to you. Mom, are you okay? Dad, are you okay? Life's fine. On my end, that's all. And just wait till the kid generates some conversation. And the kicker in all this, I think, right, is to realize that your kids really care about your opinion. They really do. They just don't want to hear about it at every moment of their life.
One of the things I'm learning is that, after several daughters, is there's no delete buttons. If I say something dumb, they're going to remember it. Also, I've noticed that they feel they can say most anything they want, but they don't expect a like response from their parents.
Yeah, you know, we have a few perks in life, and one of them is I get the hide from reality in Western New York State, which is actually very rural and very beautiful. We have a cottage on a lake back there.
Mm-hmm.
And during the summer, it's very frequently the Lehman children take great pride in copying down word for word something that stupid dad said.
Yeah.
Because there's times where I'm a typical male, I tend to react, and I come up with these things. I've learned to laugh at myself, which helps. But having fun in families is so important. We do a cruise once a year down in the Caribbean where I speak. This year I have Luis Palau with me and mm-hmm. Dennis Swanberg. And it's really a wonderful cruise. But if I'm in a church or a school or a business and I'm telling people about our cruise and inviting them to come along, I make the point that if you're a fun person, because we have singles on the cruise, or you're a fun couple, we would love to have you come with us. And if you're not a fun person, we'd prefer you stay home.
Yeah.
And I mean it, because I think that cruises ought to be fun. And, you know, if you're a Debbie Downer, you know, quite frankly, I don't need you in my week of fun.
Yeah.
So fun is an essential ingredient in families that seems to be missing in most of them.
Mm-hmm.
We become too serious, too prescriptive, and each of us are going in different directions. I always ask parents this question: are you rearing your kid in a home or in a hotel?
Uh-huh.
And most of us in America, quite frankly, rear our kids in hotels, meaning we give them room service, food service, and very little is expected of them. And there's something very healthy about kids giving back to families.
You, I know, have written about birth order and things like that. Having several daughters, the big complaint, which sometimes causes unhappiness in the home, is how come the youngest now has a cell phone when I had to wait till I was, or how come she can go out on a date, but I was told to wait till I was 23 or whatever.
Yeah, that's the history of mankind, isn't it? What we tend to do is we lighten up with the firstborn. We overparent. The firstborn is the lab rat of the family, so to speak. By the time the fifthborn comes around, you grab some food, throw it on the floor, and say, dinner's ready, you know? And it's just the way it is. But as the author of the birth order book, which many trees died in its honor, mm-hmm. isn't it amazing how these little cubs come out of the den, and they're so unique and so very different?
Yes.
And as a dad of daughters, I got to tell you this. My wife had I've got four daughters and one son. My wife had a hair appointment on August 12th. She had waited all summer for this guy, Mitchell, mm-hmm. to cut her hair.
Yeah, the only one.
When the big day came, she was excited. The hair went well. Until came the person that was to color her hair.
I see.
And it didn't go well.
Ah.
Now, I'm telling you, Dwight, I heard about that for 5 days, and I got in trouble for calling her the UPS man.
Yes.
Because it was a lot darker brown than she had wanted it.
Uh-huh.
And then the morning before we left the Buffalo, New York airport to go back to our home in Tucson, her hair curler died.
Yeah.
Now, I'm telling you, Dwight, I told my wife, I'm putting this in a book.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you would have thought her best friend died.
Yeah.
She couldn't believe it had failed her at this moment. Now, I don't know enough about women's hair, but I know they tend to worship it. But as a man, I mean, I've gone to my own bathroom, just trying to get in to find my toothbrush, and I have found more girl items.
Yes.
Laying there. I mean, my poor toothbrush isn't snarled in all this paraphernalia, and I don't know half of what it's for. But living with women is just very interesting because they see life so differently. I think God had to be the original humorist when he said the two shall become one.
Mm-hmm.
Because if there's one thing I'm convinced of is that we are night and day different in so many areas. It's just unbelievable.
I'm talking with Dr. Kevin Lehman. His latest book is Have a Happy Family by Friday, How to Improve Communication, Respect, and Teamwork in 5 Days. On page 70 of your book, you talk about a number of items, a kind of a countdown to keeping your teens close. And the first one we've really already talked about, talk to your kids, don't talk at them.
Yeah. You know, I put that out the other day on my Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I'm the administrator of the page, whatever that means.
Yeah.
And I can see how many people saw that, how many people shared that.
Right.
259,000 people saw that post. And mm-hmm. and I told my wife, I said, well, it's really pretty simple stuff. Yeah. You don't talk at them. You talk with them. And that was part of our conversation about, hey, tell me more. I'm open to that.
Yeah.
You know, just being open and asking your kid their opinion says all kinds of good things. That you're just interested in what they think. And I don't know about you as a dad, but in this high-tech world, there is so many times I come to my kids and say, hey, listen, I need your help with something. Can you help me figure this out?
Absolutely. You also talk about there are three kinds of parents. Now, I was looking at these, and if you could explain this to the listening audience, but I think I've been all three at some point.
Well, the authoritarian parent is what most parents are and what most parents have grown up in an environment where you had an authoritarian mom, an authoritarian dad.
Mm-hmm.
And these were dads that said things like, hey, you listen up. You're going to do what I tell you to do. As long as you live under this roof.
Right.
Hey, you get that smile off your face right now, or I'll come and change it for you. Hey, you want something to cry about? I'll give you something to cry about. Now,
yeah.
A lot of us can identify with that because that's the home we grew up in.
Yes.
Now, that traditional authoritarian parent is still around, and they mean well, but they tend to spur rebellion in the kid's heart and mind. Now, the new avant-garde couple today is the couple that wants their kids to win at everything.
Mm-hmm.
They snowplow the road to life for them. They make excuses for them. Hey, would you kids turn that TV down? I'm trying to do your homework for you.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that kind of a parent. They enroll them in non-competitive soccer because we believe every child should be a winner. Every child should get a trophy. And the interesting thing, Dwight, about this, and I think this is one of those profound thoughts, if you bring up your kid on either extreme, either in an authoritarian environment or a permissive environment, your mm-hmm. kid sooner or later will rebel. But yeah. the authoritative parent is the one that is able to straddle that midpoint between being the authoritarian, telling your kids what to do, and snowplowing the roads of life for them.
Yeah.
So you don't take any guff from them. You're not dissed by them, to use their terminology. Your son or your daughter wants to be driven someplace,
mm-hmm.
and 45 minutes earlier, she was more than disrespectful to you. And she called you a term that was just downright derogatory and half vulgar. What do you do? I mean, do you fly off the handle when it happens? No. The best thing you do is wait. Wait for that teachable moment.
Mm-hmm.
And when she has to be driven someplace because she's meeting her little friends at the mall, and you say, honey, the car isn't going anywhere, neither are you, yes, you're going to have a meltdown. Yes, you're going to have a temper tantrum of sorts, but you stick your guns, and sooner or later she's going to settle down after her outburst and say, well, just tell me what's going on here. I'll tell you what's going on. I was more than offended by the words you choose to use with me earlier today. Now, she might apologize at that point, and I would tell you, forgive her, love on her if you want, but notice what that 12, 13, 15-year-old kid does next. She says, Mom, Dad, would you drive me over to the mall now?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer is what? No. And that's what I call giving your daughter or your son vitamin N, which is no. And it just parts, it puts the respect stripe on your sleeve. You've earned that stripe, parent, because you've acted like a parent and not like a kid.
One of the things that I've learned from a variety of the books that you've written has been emphasizing the good the kids do. It seems so easy to say, you know, this isn't right, that isn't right, but then searching out for the good things they do.
Yeah, we tend to should on kids. You know, you should do this, you should do that. I think of fourth grade spelling test.
Mm-hmm.
The big spelling test of the year, 100-word spelling test. And the teacher writes at the top of the paper, -3.
Yeah.
Now, it's a simple thing, but just how much more red pencil does it take to write +97?
Yes.
With just a good job after it, a great job. And see, that's the vitamin E. This is another interesting, curious thing that I find parents respond to, and that is when I tell parents on national TV, hey, don't praise your children,
mm-hmm.
they look at you like you got a screw loose.
Right.
And then when I explain it, that you want to use encouragement rather than praise, all of a sudden they seem to get it. And what I'm saying is, let's say you're a single parent, and it's Saturday morning, and you got a dental appointment. And on the way home from your dental appointment, you're thinking about all the things you got to get done on this busy Saturday.
Right.
And you're thinking about your kitchen. And Thursday night and Friday night's dishes are still there. It's a mess. And the young mom says to herself, as dead tired as I am, I'm going to get those stupid dishes cleaned up, get that kitchen in shape before I do anything else.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do a thing until I get that off my plate.
Right.
And she walks into a clean, sparkling kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And there she's greeted by her 13-year-old son who has a dish towel over his shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And you say to the kid, let's name him Dwight, did you clean this up? Sure did, Mom. Oh, you are the best boy in the whole world. Mommy loves you so much. Mm-hmm. Here's three kisses and a $10 bill.
Right.
Now, some people are thinking, don't tell me there's something wrong with that, Lehman. Yeah, there's something wrong with it because it's praise and it's reward. Give him a $10 bill. The problem is the next day he says, hey, Mom, where's my 10?
Yeah, gotcha.
What 10 is that? The 10 for today, et cetera. We're using encouragement, and it's just a little different, but it's received so differently from the kid. Coming in that same situation, saying to your kid, Dwight, did you clean this up? Sure did, Mom. Wow. What a pleasant surprise. Thank you, honey. I appreciate that so much.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're giving kid the blessing for him to give back to the family, and he gets the appreciation from you. And again, keep in mind, parents, that your kids actually want to please you. Let them please you. Don't be telling them what to do. It would have been real easy for that mom to walk out on that Saturday morning, drag her kid out of bed, okay, usually he sleeps in,
yeah,
and say, hey, listen, I've got a full plate today. I need you to clean up the kitchen now. I'm telling you, you would not have a happy family with that approach, where the approach that I laid out gives you a real good shot at having a great day with your family.
What do you mean by fighting is an act of cooperation?
Well, it gets back to some basics that I've tried to teach parents over the years, and that is tell your kids once if you're going to tell them something. Turn your back and walk away.
Mm-hmm.
When kids say, well, why do I have to do it? Why didn't you? You know, as soon as you go down that track.
Yeah, you're lost.
Now, you are now locked in, and you're cooperating and keeping the verbal barrage going. So when husband and wife fight, trust me, you know exactly what to say to escalate the battle further.
Yes.
It's that little cheap shot about something that was probably never resolved, sometimes years ago,
mm-hmm.
that just jettisons you to a new level, mentioning your mother-in-law or your father-in-law might get you to that level. But the point is that, hey, you can determine as a parent, you're the adult here, not to fight with your kids. You can train them to listen to what you say, follow through with action, in very few words, quite frankly, and you'll find that kids will basically fall in line.
I have been talking with Dr. Kevin Lehman. Have a Happy Family by Friday is his latest book, How to Improve Communication, Respect, and Teamwork in 5 Days. Dr. Lehman, I'm sure we can get this book where? Anywhere?
And they tell me it's in every airport in the U.S. and Canada. It's in all bookstores. You can get it at drlehman.com. And by the way, at birthorderguide.com, that's our website.
Oh, mm-hmm.
An interactive one. People get free podcasts in. We started podcasting within 5 weeks. We took Sesame Street out of the number one listened to podcast for families with kids.
Uh-huh.
People found them extremely helpful. They're very practical. It's just me straight and shoot it to parents about topics that parents tell me by way of my Facebook that they are really concerned about. So birthorderguide.com. Look for the podcast. They're free. And you can pass them on to your buddies if you want.
Dr. Lehman, again, thank you so much for being on LifeQuest. We always enjoy it.
Hey, you're welcome. My pleasure, Dwight.
Thanks for listening to LifeQuest today. If you have questions or comments, you may send them to lifequest@lifetalk.net. My name is Dwight Lainhoff.